السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am, starting from ayah number 85. And then our lesson today is going to be until ayah number 92. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayat and then move on to the analysis of the tajweed. And we will begin from the beginning of ayah number 85. If you all would like to open up your Quran and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين ومن آبائهم وذرياتهم وإخوانهم واجتبيناهم وهديناهم إلى صراط مستقيم ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عباده ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون أولئك الذين آتيناهم الكتاب والحكم والنبوة فإن يكفر بها هؤلاء فقد وكلنا بها قوما ليسوا بها بكافرين أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن هو إلا ذكرى للعالمين وما قدر الله حق قدره إذ قالوا ما أنزل الله على بشر من شيء قل من أنزل الكتاب الذي جاء به موسى نورا وهدى للناس تجعلونه قراطيس تبدونها وتخفون كثيرا وعلمتم ما لم تعلموا أنتم ولا آباؤكم قل الله ثم ذرهم في خوضهم يلعبون وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك مصدق الذي بين يديه ولتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون به وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 85 to ayah number 92. Now let's go ahead and move it back to the beginning of the lesson from ayah number 85, and we'll look at the analysis of the tajweed in these ayat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس. So here in the name of the prophet, زكريا, ra here is going to be light because it has a كسرة. ya is going to have a shadda, so we are going to make sure that we are pushing the tongue close to the roof of the mouth. We are not putting too much pressure because we don't want it to sound like a jeem, but we are going to give it a little bit of pressure to show that there is a shadda here on the ya. Wazakariya. So you can hear that there is a little bit of that reverb because we see that there is pressure on the ya because of the shadda. Wayahya ha here is going to be from the middle of the throat. It also has humps. So make sure that you are bringing in that warm air and bringing it from the middle of the throat so that you can properly say this letter with the sukun. And then ya, this is going to be a two count mad asli. Wayahya. And then Zakariya, this was also two counts. Wa'isa, ri is going to be two counts. Sa is also two counts. Okay, so all of these have to be the same number of length. Okay, so we're not going to make one longer than the other. All of them should be equal. Zakariya, wa Yahya, wa Isa. So all of them are two counts. And then here, wa Ilyas. Lam here has tawassut, so we are going to rest on this. Sin has safir. So as we are stopping here on this letter, do give it a little bit of a whistle just to make sure that we can hear that sin with a sukun. Kullum min, this is going to be idgham with gunna. We see that there is a tanween followed by the letter meem, which is one of the letters of yanmu or yarmalun. So yarmalun are the idgham letters, yanmu are the idgham letters with ghunna, meaning that we are going to bring them up into the nose and we are going to basically give it ghunna, meaning that there's going to be nasalization. Kullum min, and then we will spend a little bit of time just because it does have a shadda on this letter. Minas salihin, sad here is going to be heavy and this is a two count med. The med will also be heavy because of the heavy sad. Ha here is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then we are going to make this a 4 count or 2 or 6 count med for mad'arid lissukun when we end here. In the next ayah, wa isma'ila, is seen is going to have safir, so give it a little bit of a whistle. Ma, this is a 2 count med. This is a two count med, and ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Isma'ila wal yas'a, lam is going to have tawassut, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Wa yunusa, you, this is going to be a two count med. Wa lu ta, lu is going to be a two count med. Ta is going to be a two count med. Now this is a tanween, a fathatain, so two fathat tanween, but because I am stopping here and giving this a sukun almost, I'm going to turn this into mad al-iwad, which means that this is going to now become a two count med with alif. If you are continuing and you are not stopping here, then you can recite this as a normal tanween. Walu dhanwa, then you can just connect this and then it is going to be idgham with ghunna, but because I have stopped here, I will make this mad al-iwad. So this is now a two count med. Walu ta, so make sure that you do pull this forward two counts. وَكُلَّنْ فَا, this is going to be إِخْفَى. We see that there is a tanween followed by the letter fa, which is one of the letters of إِخْفَى. فَضَّلْنَا, ضَاد is going to be heavy, lam is light. So make sure that fa and lam do not become heavy. We are not saying فَضَّلْنَا. Okay, fa and lam are not heavy letters. It is fa, ضَلْ. Bal. So say bod and then move on to the lam and make that lam light. Na, this is going to be a two count med. Alal, lam has tawassut. A, this is a two count med. Ain from the middle of the throat. Alameen, we end on a four count. Mad arid lissukun. Wa min abaihim, this is going to be ikhfa. Noon sakin is said very clearly because there is a noon sakin or tanween followed by one of the throat letters, which is hamza. So I am going to make sure that I say that noon very clearly. I can put tawassut on it as well. And just rest on it for a second and then move on to the next letter, which is hamza. And this is going to be a two-count madbadil because the hamza and the alif. We see that hamza is coming before the alif, so it's a two-count madbadil. Ba-ihim, this is going to be a four-count mad. This is going to be mad wajib muttasil. The mad and the hamza are within that same word. So it is wajib. Abaihim, mim has tawassut. Wa dhurriyatihim, ra here is going to be light. Ya is going to be a two count med. Mim here is going to have tawassut. Wa ikhwanihim, kha is going to have rikhawa. Wa is going to be a two count med. And then mim here is going to have a sukun and have tawassut. وَجَتَبَيْنَاهُمْ. Jim here is going to have a qalqala. It is one of the letters of Qutb Jad, meaning that when it has a sukoon, we are going to give it a little bit of bounce. Waj. Waj. So not too much, just a little bit. وَجَتَبَيْنَاهُمْ. Bay, this is going to be madlin, madden ma, 1.5. Na, this is a 2-count mad. Hum, mim has, tawassut. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. Day, this is madlin, madden ma, 1.5. Na, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Hum, mim has, tawassut. Ila, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Siratin, sad is going to be heavy. Ra is also heavy. It is a 2-count mad. Ta here is also going to be heavy. So every single letter within this word is heavy. Siratin. And then here, tin, this is going to be a tanween. So we have a kasratain, 2 kasras. And then the next letter is mim with a shadda. So this is one of the letters of yanmu. It is one of the idgham letters with ghunna. So I will merge this together. Siratim mustaqim. Spend a bit of time because that mim does have shadda. Sin has safir and qaf here is going to be heavy. Thalika, 2-count mad. Hudallah, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Yahdi, ha here is going to be from the chest. Bihi, this is a 2-count mad. Man yasha, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. We see a noon sakin followed by the letter ya, so I will merge this together and I will give it some ghunna as well. Man yasha, ooh, this is a 4-count mad. It is a mad wajib, muttasil, because the mad and the hamza are within the same word. Min ibadihi, here, this is going to be idhaur. We see that there is a nun sakin followed by one of the throat letters. And then because ha here has a sukun, I'm going to give it hams. I am going to make sure this is coming from the chest and I give it proper air. Ibadih. We do not want this ha to completely get dropped when we give it a sukun. Walau, this is madlin, madden ma, 1.5. Ashraku, ra here is going to be heavy. Lahabita, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ta is going to be heavy. Anhum, noon has tawassut. It also has idhar. We see noon second followed by one of the throat letters. Anhum ma, mim has shadda. So rest on this for a little bit. Ka, nu, ka is 2-count. Nu is 2-count. Ya'amaloon, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ulaika, this is mad. Wajib muttasil, the mad and the hamza are within that same word. It is a 4-count mad. Ulaika alladhina ataynahum, a is going to be 2-count mad. Tay is madlin, maddan ma. Na, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Al-kitaba, ta is a 2-count mad. Wal-hukma, lam has tawassut. Kaf is going to also have a hams, meaning that there's going to be a little bit of air. Wal-hukma, wal-hukma, wal-nubuwata. Wow, here is going to have shadda. Because I am stopping here, I will turn this into a ha. That marbuta gets turned into a ha with the sukun. Wannubuwah. And then make sure with that wow, you are giving it a little bit of emphasis because it does have a shadda. Fa'i, here this is going to be the noon sakin rule of idgham. Noon sakin followed by the letter ya. So merge this together. Yakfur, ra here is going to be heavy. Biha, 2-count mad. Ha ula'i. Ha, this is going to be mad ja'iz munfasil. As we learned, ha is its own separate word. Ula is its own separate word. So both of these are 2 separate words. Even though they are written together, it is considered mad ja'iz munfasil. And the second mad, ula'i, is within that same word. So it is going to be mad wajib muttasil. So the first one is ja'iz and the second one is wajib. So this was one of those exceptions almost that we read about. Because they are written together, but they are 2 separate words. So ha is its own word, meaning like, oh, harf nida, it's like a calling term. Ula'i is its own separate word, meaning those. So ha, these, or oh, ula'i, and then that is going to be referring to the people. So this is going to be 2 separate words. So that first ha is going to be ja'iz, and that second one is going to be wajib. Faqad, qaf is heavy, dal has qalqala, it is part of qutb jad, so give it a little bit of bounce. Wakkalna, lam is going to have tawassut, na is a 2-count mad, biha, 2-count mad, qaw, madlin, qaf is heavy, mallaysu, this is going to be idgham without ghunna, meaning there is no noon sakin. You will merge this straight within that lam. Lay, madlin, su, 2-count mad, biha, 2-count mad, bika, 2-count mad, fidin, ra here is going to be light.
أولئك, this is going to be a four count mad. It is mad واجب متصل. The mad and the hamza are within the same word. أولئك الذين هدى الله. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Because I'm stopping here, I'm going to make sure ha has hams. هدى الله. And then here, just make sure that there is a lot of air coming from close to the chest. Allah. Give it a little bit of air just to make sure that ha is very audible. فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقَتَدِهُ. That is going to be two count mad. Qaf is going to be heavy. It also has qalqala here with the sukun. And then ha here again is going to have hams. Make sure that you do give it a bit of air again. فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهُ. Make sure that it is coming from close to the chest. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ. This is going to be a four count mad. It is mad jaiz munfasil. Mad and the hamza are within two separate words. أَسْأَلُكُمْ. Mim has tawassut. عَلَيْهِ. عَيْن from the middle of the throat. لَي مَدْلِين. مَدْدٍ مَا. أجرا, جيم here is going to have قلقلة, را is going to be مد العود. This is a two count مد because I am stopping here. إن, نون has توسط, it also has إذحار because the next letter is one of the throat letters. إن هو إلا ذكرا, كاف here is going to have همس, را is going to be heavy and this is a two count مد. للعالمين, لام has توسط, ع is going to be a two count مد. ميم, this is going to be a four count مد. وما, two count mad. قدر الله, قاف is heavy, دال is light, را is going to be heavy, and name of Allah is also heavy because the letter before has a ضمة. حق, قاف is going to be heavy, قدره, قاف is going to be heavy, دال has قلقلة because it is قطب جد, ريه, را here is going to be light, and this is going to be a four count mad. This is مد صلة كبرى, and you can tell because there is that small ya, and on top of that ya there is that that sign of mad. So this is going to be مطلة كبرى, four count مد. إذ قالوا, قاف is going to be heavy, لو is going to be a two count مد. ما, this is a four count مد. مد جائز منفصل. أنزل الله, name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has فتحة. على, this is going to be a two count مد. بشر من, را here is going to be light because it has a كسرة. And then we are going to merge these two together with إضغام with غنة. من شيء, this is going to be إخفاء. شيء مدلين, مدن ما. And then Hamza here is going to have a little bit of جهر, meaning that you will stop abruptly here. من شيء. Make sure that you give it a little bit of that jerkiness, a little bit of that abrupt stop. Otherwise, you will not hear this Hamza. So if I just say من شيء, I don't hear that Hamza. So make sure you give it a little bit of jerk. من شيء. Can hear a little bit of that jerk, that bit of jahar, and this is going to make sure that hamza is very audible even though it has a sukun. Kul, qaf is heavy. Man anzala, this is going to be idhar, nun sakin followed by a throat letter hamza. Anzal al kitab, that is going to be a two count med. Alladhi, the is a two count med. Jaa, this is a four count med. Madja is munfasil. Med and the hamza are within that same word. Bihi, this is a two count med. Mu, two count med. Sa, two count med. Nu, this is a two count med. Rawwa, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Merge these both together. Wahudal linnas, this is also idgham, but this is going to be without ghunna. Linnas, seen has safir. Taj'aluna, jim has qalqala. Nu, this is a two count med. Nahu, this is going to be a two count med. Qa, qaf is heavy. Ra is heavy. Ti is going to be heavy. Qarati, qarati. So all of these are heavy. Ti, this is a two count med. Sin is going to be light. Qarati sa. So sin is light. Tubdunaha, bal has qalqala, kutub jad. Watukhfuna kathira. Ra here is going to be heavy. And it is maddil iwad, maddil ma. It is going to be two counts. وَعُلِّمْتُمْ, ميم is going to have توسط. ما, this is going to be a two count med. لَمْ, لم, ميم has توسط. تَعْلَمُ, this is going to be a four count med. It is مَجَا is منفصل. مَد and the حَمْزَة are within two separate words. أَنْتُمْ وَلَا, this is again a four count med. مَجَا is منفصل. آبَاؤُكُمْ, this is going to be مَد واجب متصل. It is a four count med because it is found within that same word. قُلِ اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is light because the letter before has كَسْرَة. ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ, رَوْ here is going to be heavy. فِي خَوْ, خَوْ is going to be heavy. مَدْلِين, ضِي, this is going to be heavy. خَوْضِهِمْ, مِيمْ has توسط. يَلْعَبُونَ, لَمْ has توسط. And we end on a four count med. وَهَذَا, هَا is a two count med. ذَا is a two count med. كِتَاب, this is a two count med. كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَا, this is going to be إِذْحَار. Nun Sakin is going to be clear since the next letter is a throat letter. أنزلناه, this is a two-count mad. مبا, this is a two-count mad. Ra is going to be heavy here. مباركم, this is going to be a dhamm with ghunna. Sad here in مصدق is going to be heavy. Qaf is also heavy. مصدق الذي بين بين يديه ولتنذر أم القرى ولتنذر را here is going to be heavy القرى قاف is heavy را is also heavy and this is a two count mad ومن this is going to be إظهار because the next letter is a throat letter حولها ها is going to be from the middle of the throat and ها is a two count mad والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون به ها همزة here is going to be a little bit of jahad, again, like we covered. We are going to make sure that we abruptly kind of stop. We give it a little bit of a jerkiness to show that it has a sukoon. يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون. So give it a little bit of that jahad, a little bit of that jerkiness. بالآخرة, را here is going to be heavy. يؤمنون به, and then ha here is going to be from the middle of the throat. Give it hems. It's going to be from the lower throat, so give it some hems and bring it from the chest. وهم ميم has the وسط على عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. لا is going to be a two count mad. صاد is going to be heavy. صلاتهم يحافظون and then لا is going to be heavy and we end on a four count mad. So here this is going to be our lesson, ayah number 85 to ayah number 92, and then we'll stop here for today. جزاك الله خيرا كثيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.